mercy and peace to you all from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, help us remember the simple truths. And Lord of all, there are so many things that are complicated. Help us to remember that you love us, that you are with us, and that ultimately it's all about you. It's all about your Son who came into this world to be our Savior, to add light into our lives, to add life even to our lives, Lord. So may we look upon him with joy in our hearts. And may it fill us not just today, but every day. We walk in this world. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Pop quiz for you. Did you know that giraffes only grow 4 feet?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Two in the front, two in the back. And why do zebras, why are they striped? They didn't want to be spotted. And why did the cheetah run so fast? Because he was spotted. I got to work on my dad jokes, and I had a wonderful day with my Amy, Jeremy, Lucy, and myself. The family wasn't sick, and my parents were in town. And we got to go to the safari park, part of the San Diego Zoo. And it was, we had a great time. I didn't just enjoy dad jokes the entire day. Actually, I did. It was a, we had a wonderful time. We got to go on the hot air balloon. Jeremy and I got to go on the hot air balloon with his grandpa Lucky, and we got to look over the entire park. We did the whole family did the safari trim. We saw all those awesome animals there. And truly, that park is beautiful. It is an awesome place to go. And, you know, you learn about these animals, and we had some people sitting behind us on the tram who obviously studied animals, because I could just overhear them talking about things that the animals were doing, things that beyond what I knew. And so obviously, just talking about their nature, just talking about why they were doing what they were doing. And the whole time I'm just thinking about, man, like, God did this. God made all these animals. God allows us to see them and to appreciate them. God gives them their instincts to survive. And God actually allows us to recognize the beauty of his creation. You see that? What is the point of beauty? If we're just not any different than animals, why do we even see beauty? What's any different from us from just hunting for our next meal? From trying to keep warm against the elements? We have this wonderful God who created this world and allowed us to appreciate it. And when I think about seeing the tigers and the elephants with their big old ears and their long trunks, and I see the spots on a cheetah or a leopard, or the great mane on a kingly lion, I can't help but think to myself, God had to have had some fun when he made this world. He probably enjoyed it. When we gaze at the universe and the stars in the sky at night, and that vast beauty that is just amongst those lights up there, that's got to be God's playground. Yes, I don't believe that when you try to test the speed of the comet, But the answer is the typical Sunday school answer. How fast is the comet going? Well, the answer is Jesus. That's not the answer. But when we think of the order and the beauty behind our universe, somebody had to do that. Who created the scientific laws? The laws of thermodynamics. Why is it that when I stick my baby on a changing table to change her diaper, why is it that she and her poopy diaper doesn't fly up to my face? Because God made gravity. And thank goodness. It didn't prevent Jeremy from nailing me a couple times when I changed his diaper, but you know, I didn't practice. There is an order, a wonderful, magnificent order to our universe. And then also, there's chaos, and there's bad news, and there's good news. And how do we know what is good and what is bad? If there is no God, then it's just all subjective. Why is murder wrong? Why isn't it just survival? If I take bread from your table to feed my children, why would that violate my conscience? John gets to the point when he starts to rewrite the creation story because he's trying to point out that this man that he followed wasn't just a mere man who was born of a woman who lived his life and just happened to be a very charismatic preacher. And oh, by the way, he could perform a few miracles and gain a following. He wanted to get down to the point of who this man that he followed was. And so he begins his gospel right away, talking about the creation of the universe. And he says, in the beginning was the Word, or logos in the Greek. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So with and was, meaning that the Word is alongside God, but it also is God. This is where we start to see how the church started to formulate their ideas of the Trinity here. Right? So the Word is kind of, it's with God, but yet it's still a little bit separate from God. So we're talking about Father and the Son right now. And the Word was God, and He was in the beginning with God. And all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Meaning that, yes, if this is true, Jesus put those stripes on the zebra. He put those stripes on the tiger. He put those kingly names on the male lions that lead their pride. That was part of His design, His idea, His wisdom, His will. He is why we can look at creation and say, that is beautiful. When I first came here to serve you as your pastor, many of you know, before we got our house, I was staying with a nice family in Carlsbad, right? And when I would come here, I would take the 5, and I could look over, as I was going northbound on the 5, look to my left, and I could see the beautiful ocean. And when I turned on the 76, I could look out and see mountains capped with snow. The beauty of God's creation sings His glory, right? In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There's that question that always is asked. If God is so perfect and so wonderful, how can there be evil in this world? Because God is either, he's either all-knowing and he can see it, but maybe he's not all-powerful because he doesn't stop it. Or maybe he's not all-good because he is all-powerful and decides not to stop it. Those are the questions that some people ask. There is darkness. There is evil in this world because his very own creation turned against him and rejected him. There's darkness and there's evil in this world because we are the ones all the time who bring the evil and the darkness into this world. The fallen creation. We've done that. And the reason why it stands, and the reason why we can even know it and see that there is darkness is because we know that there's a God who stands against it. And that's how we can tell if there's a right and a wrong, a good and a bad. And yet, we have peace in knowing that God, who is our light, is not overcome by the darkness. He will indeed defeat it. He will protect us from it. And we have nothing to fear of it, because that darkness cannot rob the salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ has brought us. And even when we have taken part in that darkness, that blood that Christ shed on the cross for you forgives you and washes you clean. You are in the light, and the darkness cannot overcome you either, because you are in Christ's light. Of course, John the Apostle talks about John the Baptist, who came to give testimony about the light. He himself wasn't the light, but he came to bear the truth about him. And the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own people, and they did not receive him. But to all who did receive him and who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We talked about last night, if you were here, about how miraculous and how amazing our faith actually is, how unbelievable some of the things are that we believe in. A baby being born of a virgin, that's a miracle. That's an absolute miracle. Because that stuff doesn't happen. But it did through God. A man being very publicly executed, where many people saw him die. But then, many people saw him alive 3 days later. That doesn't happen. But with man, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. And that is why the greatest gift that we receive every single day is we have been given the power and the freedom to be children of God. We are in his light. So maybe when you open up that Christmas present and you see underwear or something, and you're like, hey, don't knock it. Sometimes that's when, for married men, that's when our underwear gets replaced, right? We need that sometimes.
That's true.
Right? I got, Is Pastor Joel wearing his holy underwear today? Not for you to know. But don't knock that. But if you open up a gift and you're like, you know, this isn't quite what I want. God gave you what you needed. He adopted you as his own children. Jesus is his only begotten Son. Being of the same substance with him, as we talked about in the Nicene Creed, meaning that Jesus is divine like God is. And yet, because Jesus became a man and died for you and died for me, because we were baptized into his baptism, because we were baptized into his death and his resurrection, we too will rise with him, because he has given us the power to be children of God. Nothing existed without God. Think about this for a second. I love this. I had a young, he's probably past college now, but I remember teaching him Sunday school. His name was Terry Mason. One of the things that he said to me was, when I go hunting in the woods with my dad, and we see a log cabin in the woods, we don't just think it just somehow got there, that somehow the forest just magically formed that log cabin. Someone had to build it, right? And so, John is telling us right now that there is a God, and he became a man. And while nobody has seen God but Jesus himself, and no one has seen the Father except for Jesus, we know the will of the Father, and we know who God is, because the disciples saw the Son of God. They saw Jesus Christ. They witnessed him. They saw him perform miracles. They saw him walk on water. They saw him feed 5,000 people with barely any food. They saw him heal the blind. They saw him restore hearing to the deaf. They saw him crucified. They saw his body. They saw him alive again. And so, this is what Christmas is all about. This is what life is all about. Jesus Christ promises you eternal life. And he himself is God, the Son of God. And we know that God is good and loves you, because we have seen the example of Jesus Christ. We have read his word. We have read the testimony. He is the Word made flesh, and he is the light of our life. And he is with us. And the darkness of this world will not, will never, ever overtake you. Amen?
Amen.
May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds, and keep them from now until life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.